WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The jet stream is a fragmented global wind flow that encircles the mid-latitudes in a wave-like pattern. Embedded within this global wind belt are jet streaks. A jet streak is a segment of the jet stream that has very fast velocity wind, where wind maxima may reach 160 knots or more. A jet stream may also be referred to by other names, such as a jet max or a jet surge. Jet streaks find their origin in a large low-level temperature gradient, making them more intense in the cool season when the temperature differential between the polar regions and the tropical regions is the largest. As air enters a jet streak, it speeds up. When the air leaves a jet streak, it slows down. These accelerations and decelerations, coupled with the curvature of the jet stream and strong wind shear, cause air to pile up in some areas of convergence, and spread out, areas of divergence, in others. These regions of divergence and convergence have a significant influence on surface pressure features. For example, if a region of diverging wind at upper levels is stronger than the converging wind of a surface low pressure center below it, the low will deepen or intensify. With more air being removed from the vertical column of air above the low than flowing into it, the pressure at the surface will decrease. A drop in pressure means an intensification of the low pressure center. Conversely, if a region of diverging wind aloft is weaker than the converging wind of a surface low pressure center below it, the low begins to fill or weaken. This is because more air is flowing into the column of air above the low than flowing out of it, causing the pressure at the surface to increase. An increase in pressure means a weakening of the low pressure center. Jet streams and jet streaks certainly illustrate the integrated nature of the atmosphere we are trying to predict. Speaking of predicting, what the WeatherBrains crew will do is much more challenging than predicting the weather. You can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com with your weather questions.